Chris Hornsby on the guitar. First gig. Let's pick it. I was making this record last year, and I was working with this producer named Mike Mangini. We call him Hank Mangini, like, you know, Hank Mancini, Henry Mancini. Yeah, yeah. Nobody cares. But anyway, I was with my friend Hank Mangini. And he says, "What's with this Grateful Dead thing? I don't get it. I don't like this." He says, I don't understand this, he says. "It's no good to me." So I said, well, let me play you some things. Let me see, you know, they got a lot of great songs and all this, you know. He said, "I don't understand why you did this. I don't know, why would you do this?" I said, "Well, let me play you some songs, and then maybe you'll understand." So I played him this one song, and he went, you know, whatever, not for me. I played him this other thing, and then I played him this other thing, and he went, oh my Lord, Bruce Hornsby," he said. He said, "Well, this guy comes from sort of the hip-hop school, the hip-hop kind of loops and samples and things." He said, "Oh, I'd love to sample that lick and turn it into a song." And I said, "Well, you know, if you do that, then I have to be the one to write the song over that, because it's only, because I'm the one who showed it to you." So we did this, and what the hell. Thank you. I'd like to make special mention of something that sometimes goes unnoticed. It's an unfair world, you see. On the bass, Mr. J.V. Collier. On the drums, Mr. Bonnie Raphael Bonaparte.